Welcome to In the Field Worship Radio, an online radio station dedicated to impacting people's lives in our local and global communities by helping them be still so they may listen to God while resting in Him. I am your host, Christy Richardson, founder of In the Field Worship Radio and In the Field Audio Scriptures. In each sermon, you will hear a different global pastor. You will learn about each pastor, where they are from, their unique background, and their path to ministry. Essentially, you will hear their sermons and feel the Spirit through their words in such a way that you won't hear anywhere else. Having these pastors join us and share their message is an honor with In the Field Worship Radio. Pastor Clophis Mealele is joining us with a new message, so we are excited to hear what the Lord has put on his heart to share with us this Sunday. If Pastor Mealele is new to you, you may listen to his other sermon titled, It's Time to Do It, on our website at inthefieldaudioscriptures.org. You can also read about him and his ministry in Bungoma, Kenya, and reach out to him on social media or by email with comments, questions, and prayer requests. Pastor Mealele provided us with an update since he was last with us. He and his ministry leaders have a new church plant in a neighboring village, so they trust God for Swahili Bibles to aid them in their discipleship program. Please keep them in your prayers. He also mentioned that they stepped out by faith earlier this year to raise money to drill a well in Chimwa Village. We have a praise report with Pastor Mealele's testimony that the Lord has made a way and they have raised 90% of their budget. They trust God to launch this project in mid-April next month. They need the remaining 10% so they can begin drilling. They are still short $2,000, so if you want to donate money to help Pastor Mealele out, click the donate button on either the In the Field Audio Scriptures website or the In the Field Worship Radio website. Any donation amount is a huge help and definitely a blessing. More good news is that they had a successful children's outreach sharing the Word of God, and they also managed to provide food and hygiene products for 45 of the most vulnerable orphans and children in Chimwa Village. If you want to see the outreach photos, click the donate button and then click gallery in the middle of the page. As you can hear, the ministry is 7 days a week, and I hope it inspires you to reach out to the Lord in prayer for pastors serving their communities worldwide. I know you are ready to listen to today's new message, so I hope you enjoy today's sermon titled, When Mercy Speaks, with Pastor Clophis Mealele.
Hello and praise the Lord. This is Pastor Clophis Mealele from Kenya, specifically in Chemwa Village. We are located near the border of Kenya and Uganda. And we really thank God for the mercies and the grace that He has given unto us to minister in this village. I'm ministering with a church called New Life Celebration Center, and also I'm a community director for Friends of Watoto. Watoto means children. Friends of Watoto is a grassroots organization empowering vulnerable children, orphans, and young single mothers in rural areas where we minister. We have a dream for this year. We are trusting God to drill a water well in our village. And I just wanted today, before I speak, I just wanted you to join me in prayer and believe with me that the Lord will make a way where seems to be no way so that we can have a water well in our village. I know God is able, and I just want you to believe with me that He's able. I know one day I'll come back with a testimony. Hallelujah. Once again, I'm just excited. I'm married, blessed with 3 children. 2 boys and 1 girl. We are all serving here in the village, and we so much blessed to be used by God to share His word to the people. Now, without wasting time, let's just believe and pray as we prepare for the word for the day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am here once again as a vessel to be used by you. May you be glorified. May you be the Lord in everything that we do, Father God. Thank you for the grace that you have given unto us. Thank you, Father God, for opening our way where seems to be no way. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you, Father God, for helping us to be stronger and growing stronger every day. We praise you, Father God, for this moment that we have as we're going to hear the word. Lord, we pray that you will help us. So I'm going to share the word, Father. I disappear completely. May this word be for your glory. Let this word go and heal. Let this word go transform. And let this word go and bring change in the lives of the people. I praise you because you're worth it, precious. And I do pray and believe in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today I'm so excited to join you, always excited to join you, and I'll be sharing about when mercy speaks. My subject today is when mercy speaks. What does mercy mean? When I was looking at the dictionary, it's written mercy is the compassionate treatment of those in distress, especially when it's within one's power to punish or harm them. Now, when you go to the Bible, we know this is kind of unmerited favor of receiving what we do not deserve, kind of. You know, like it's just something that we don't deserve. It's probably we need to be judged, but it just speaks for us. We are not judged. And when I speak about mercy, I was looking at the story of a woman who was caught in adultery from the book of John chapter 8. I'm reading from NIV. The Bible says, John chapter 8 verse 1, going down, the Bible says, But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The Bible says in verse 3, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery." Then verse 5, the Bible says, "In the law of Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" I love that. That was a big thing. They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him, but Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." And he stopped and he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who had began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. In verse 22, the Bible says, verse 10, the Bible says, Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" Verse 11, the Bible says, the woman responded, "No, sir," she said, "neither." And then Jesus responds, saying, "Neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin," or "go now and sin no more." Hallelujah. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Praise the Lord. Now, this is a very... You know, I love this beautiful story. Once again, this is a story that reminds us, most of us, we are in this state. The story of the teachers of the law and the Pharisees who caught a woman in adultery. And they brought the woman, they followed her. The people were ready to stone down the woman. And probably everybody was following up. Everyone who was carrying the stone was ready to finish this woman. But the Bible says they went out, they were heading out, so they found Jesus, and they brought the woman before Jesus, and they made her stood before the group. So it was like a showcasing of people of how the law will be applied to the woman who was caught in adultery. Actually, the law was there. The law of Moses had commanded that such women or anybody who was found in adultery will be stoned to death. So it was just a time for action. It was a time for them now to release and stone this woman. But thank God, because they made a mistake, or probably it wasn't a mistake, actually, God just made a way for them. They took the woman, instead of just stoning the woman where they caught her, they decided to take this woman and take her to Jesus. Their intention was to test Jesus and see what Jesus say, so that they can write down and you know, like, accuse Jesus. But praise be to the Lord, because up to today, I know you cannot accuse the word of God. There's no way whatsoever. I have seen people have tried several times. They really want to try their best so that they can, you know, create an issue out of the word of God. But praise be to God, because the word of God is life. And there's nowhere you can accuse it. So they brought Jesus. They wanted to use this as an accusation. So whatever Jesus could answer, they wanted to use it as an accusation. So what happened is there was a turnaround, and I could see the mercy, that the way the mercy was speaking at this point. There was a turnaround. Instead of Jesus just, instead of Jesus responding and just quickly releasing these people, because it seemed like they really wanted an answer quickly so that they can go ahead and stone this woman. But Jesus, you know, looking at the woman standing before the group, and I can feel in my spirit, probably people were chanting, were like, yes, she's supposed to be killed. We are ready to kill her. She was caught in adultery. The judgment was all over, and everybody had the right according to the law. Everybody had the right to finish that woman. Everybody had the right. I mean, the elderly, the people who were surrounding, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, everybody was right to execute the woman according to the law of Moses. But see what happens. I can only imagine when the woman was standing there, because the Bible says they made her stood before the group, and she was actually, I could feel her waiting and knowing now the time has come. And before him was Jesus, and behind him was the law that wanted to destroy her. And before him was Jesus, that she was not sure what will happen. Probably she was actually expecting Jesus also to make a decision and say, hey, I'm ready. I allow you people to stone this woman because the law says so. But praise be to the Lord, because there was a fulfillment of John chapter 3 verses 17. There was a fulfillment of John chapter 3 verses 17. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 3 verse 17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Now, at this moment, as the woman was standing, he was just expecting the word from Jesus. And whatever Jesus could have said at that moment, it could have finished the case. But praise be to God, because when mercy speaks, every protocols are broken. When mercy speaks, every protocols are broken. And when Jesus was standing there looking at the people, how they were furious, the Bible says, they put their judgment. They started to accuse the woman, and they say to Jesus, teacher, this woman was caught in the act. True, it was true. He was caught in the act of adultery. I know we are living in a moment that we are caught in the act. Probably you have participated in bribery. Probably you have participated in things that are not right with God. Probably you have participated in accusing others, in pointing fingers. You have participated in things that we don't deserve it to be even to stand in the presence of God. Some of us, we are living in drug addiction. Some of us, we are living in a world where we are just surrounded with vital things, pornography, watching movies that are not right. We are living in a world where we are participating in the things that are not right. We are addicted to become lesbians, gay, and we are living in a filthy, filthy world. And yes, just like the Pharisees had told Jesus, we are caught in the act. This is not something that we can move, or this is not something that we can wash away, or we can just imagine and just leave it like that. But praise be to God. When mercy began to speak, the law was broken. Hallelujah. In John 10:10, the Bible says, the devil comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But the Bible says, Jesus has come that we might have life. We can see a season here where there's an opportunity of leaving this life to go to death. But now, when mercy started to speak, that was life. Praise be to the Lord. So the Bible says this woman was caught in the act of the adultery. And they went in to, strengthen their argument. They say the law commanded us to stone such a woman. And I love the question is, what do you say? What does mercy say about this situation? And see, when mercy speaks, the Bible says, now what do you say? And see the response of mercy. And in verse 7, the Bible says, when they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, if anyone of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. When mercy speaks, first of all, we see there's an element of understanding our filthiness. The moment mercy started to speak, that's the time the people started to see that we are all sinners, as Paul writes in Romans chapter 3:23. Paul writes in Romans 3:23 and says, for all have sinned and fallen short of glory. And the Bible said, and are justified free by the grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. And now we stand here, we see there's an implication. We see this we can see a sign that's showing that everyone has fallen short of glory. Verse 9, the Bible said, and at this, those who had begun to go away one at a time. The older one first, and until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Paul has talked about the grace and the way we have all fallen short of glory. And he has spoken about the righteousness found only through Christ. We see people are being reminded of their state. And when we see the people being reminded of their state, that they are living one by one, praise be to God. It's my prayer that whoever has taken you into judgment, whoever have been pointing fingers, whoever have been saying that, this girl should be this, this sister, this brother, those who have been pointing fingers against you, I pray that the Lord will speak to them, that the Spirit of the Lord will go before you and convict them so that they can understand their state before they release judgment on you. The Bible says, so Jesus straightened up and asked, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? The mercy, when mercy speaks, the mercy has set the protection over the woman. And I just want to pray that I know we are not right with God. In 1, 2, 3 things, we have fallen short of the glory of God. But I just want to speak this morning. I just want to speak this time as you're hearing me, that the Lord will help you, that you may understand, that the Lord may help you, that he will stand and protect you against those who are ready to judge you, those who are ready to condemn you. The Bible says, the woman responds, no, sir. She said, he asked, where are they? Said, is there anyone who has condemned you? Say, no one, sir. She said, that Jesus said, neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and live your life and live your life of sin. Or go now and sin no more. Why? We understand this because in John 3:17, the Bible says, God did not send his son in the world to condemn the world. Now it's being fulfilled. He says, nay, that why I condemn you right now, but I have come that you may have life. And I just want to release this word of the word of mercy. I just want to release this word that you may, wherever you are, do not leave this opportunity. I want to pray that the Lord will help you, that you may understand, that the Spirit of the Lord will help you, will convict you to understand that we still have an opportunity to change. For now, we may be in a mess, but he's calling us into his glory. He's still standing before us and he's ready to protect us from every attack. For now, we might be in a mess, but he's still praying that the Lord, it's not too late. You have to come. Just run to Jesus right now. I want you to come to Jesus right now. I want you to release all your burdens, all your mess, all your dirty, all your, you know, any judgment that might be in your heart, any judgment that might be in your head, anything that you feel that's destroying. I want you to run to Jesus right now. Pray to be the Lord for this woman who was caught in adultery. She decided, I will not go anywhere else, but she decided, I want to go where there's Jesus. At Jesus' feet, when she was just standing there and she was expecting, probably she was expecting a stone to hit the head. She was expecting a stone to hit the back. And she was expecting an infection to hit somewhere. She was expecting someone to kill. She was expecting judgment. She was expecting something to destroy. She was expecting to start feeling the pain. But the mercy stood firm. And when the mercy started to speak, people started to live because the Spirit of God works with mercy. And it convicts even those who want to judge you. I speak in the name of Jesus that they will be convicted. They will be reminded of their mess. And they will leave at this point and let the mercy take over. And when this happened, Jesus said, I'm not here also to condemn you yet. But I know the judgment day is coming. But for today, I'm just coming with an open heart, with an open hand, speaking to you, brothers and sisters, that leave that thing that has been destroying your peace. Leave that thing that has been destroying your, you know, you had destroyed your relationship. Leave that thing that has destroyed your standards. Leave that thing that has made you not to be correct with the word of God. And just run to Jesus. And when Jesus was speaking, he said, I'll not condemn you. And I can feel that word speaking. That's the mercy. Mercy is here to protect us. Mercy is here to qualify us. Mercy is here to give us life. Mercy is here to give us the second chance. Here at the second chance, Jesus says, go now and sin no more. The second chance is given to us. Since we have survived this one, and every you have heard this word, I want to pray that sin no more. I want you to receive and hear the word of God and turn around. Do not go don't do drugs anymore. Do not follow that addictions anymore. Do not allow yourself to be used. Do not sell your body. Do not allow yourself to be used in that situation. But I just pray that the Lord will help you. And when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Praise be to the Lord because the light has come and we no longer need to walk in darkness, but we have the light of life. We no longer need to walk in those addictions. We no longer need to walk in those things that might kill us. But the light has come that we might have life. You know what? I just want to encourage you. When I read this story, it just really looks like us. We are in a mess in our daily basis. But I just want to say that learn to depend on God. Learn to take advantage of mercy and run into Jesus every time. Learn to go back. Let those who want to judge you, judge you. Let those who want to stand against you, stand against you. But run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. and let the mercy, let the voice of the Lord speak against those who speak against you. Let the voice of the Lord protect you. I pray that the Lord voice of the Spirit of the Lord will go ahead and protect your family and build the hedge of fire that even those who are ready to destroy you will not see you. I want to release this word, and I just want to encourage you in this short word that let us seek God and let mercy speak. I want you to walk this week excited, knowing that God, whenever I am in a mess, let your mercy take over. Whenever I don't deserve it, let your mercy take over. Whenever I feel like I'm finished, let your mercy take over. Let this be your prayer as you move, as you take on this job, as you move, as you go to the hospital. Most of us, we can see we are afflicted with diseases that can seem that cannot be healed. There's a judgment already, and people feel, and doctors have already released their judgment, say it's concerning this disease, you are supposed to die at this point. But I just want to speak that masses of God is going up and is going to heal and break those chains in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray as we go out, may we fill our hearts with joy. May we be excited because Jesus has come. The light has come and is surrounding us. And we no longer need to walk in darkness but in light. I just want to pray that you may be released once again. It's my prayer that this word may remind you of the mercies of God. And as you walk around, I pray that mercy will take over in everything we do. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as I've shared your word, Lord, just help the people who have heard this word, that may be encouraged to move, may be encouraged to open up wherever it is to Jesus. That, Lord, you may come over, protect them, may come over and help them. Lord, most of them are caught caught by the law. But I pray that, Father God, let your mercy speak. Let your mercy speak in our situation that in our situation. Let your mercy speak in our finances. Let your mercy speak in our marriages. Let your mercy speak in everything that we do, because you're the Lord, you never fail. May you be glorified and may you be honored in our life. And I do pray and believe in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May you be blessed as you go out. May you be blessed as you come in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love you so much. Hoping to catch up soon. And I'm so excited to be with you again. May God bless you and may God do you good. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you so much for listening to today's sermon. I hope you enjoyed it and found meaning in God's Word. If you missed part of the show or want to listen to it again, it will be available on the In the Field Audio Scriptures podcast. Here you can see the bios of the pastors and reach out to them with questions or prayer requests. If you liked the show and found it in your heart to make an offering, click the donate button on the In the Field Audio Scriptures website. We are listener supported to continue this digital ministry, serving people spanning 5 continents. Come for more of God's Word next Sunday and bring a friend. May peace be with you and God bless.